one of my favourite Bible characters was someone who seemed to, need consistent reassurance when under stress. Yeah, he was anxious, unsure, and seemed to want to argue with God. I like that because it means he was much like many of us and much like me. He was human. And that's important to remember. God chose someone like us, and God still chooses imperfect people to do great things. And this guy's name was Gideon. Now, imagine if you can that an oppressive, all-powerful military force has invaded your land. You are in hiding, and you're no longer living in your home. Instead, you are living in caves and hiding in the countryside. You grow some crops, only to have them destroyed by the army. And any animals you have, well, they get slaughtered by the army. And you are living in constant fear. You're always looking over your back, wondering when the next attack would come from. You cry out to God for help, and you wait. And this was Gideon's life. And he was so full of fear that he chose a wine press, you know, somewhere he could not be seen because it was down on the ground. And he chose there to grind out a small amount of wheat. But in that hidden place, an angel appeared. This is what Judges 6:12 says. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. Now, whatever is stressing you out, there is a bigger, larger story going on. We can get so captured by the human reality of the situation that we lose awareness of the bigger story, that God is with us, and that God has a different view of us and what is stressing us out. In the next verse, in that verse, it says that when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." And that phrase, "the Lord is with you," is repeated throughout the Bible. And when we come to taste an awareness of the presence of God, then our perception of ourselves is invited to change. The angel gave Gideon the truest version of himself, mighty warrior. You know, I wonder what an angel would say about you as the truest version of yourself. What words would they say? Precious, beautiful, powerful, strong, faithful, trusted, I don't know, but it would be particular to you. You know, when you are sitting in the presence of the internal, then the present reality loses its power over you. You begin to feel held in something bigger than your version of what is going on. You know, to prevent horses from seeing to the rear, and in some cases to the side, blinkers are placed near their eyes. These little flaps placed near their eyes, and they have a blinkered view. Their world is captured in what they see. And, you know, when under stress, our perception of things can become so narrow and tight that we lose sight of anything else. Our vision of reality becomes fixed. You know, Gideon had a blinkered version of what reality and God was meant to be like. We all do. His version was much like ours. God, you promised this and that. Why haven't you come through on my terms of what blessing is meant to look like? Judges 6:13 says, you know, this is Gideon saying this. "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has this all happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." I think the angel could see his blinkers. No debate was ventured into. No apologetics lectures were given. No arguing over various texts. Logic was not going to change his heart, but perhaps a millimeter faith step would do. I was once publicly shamed by a pastor from the pulpit. He didn't say my name, but enough people knew that it was me he was referring to when he talked about people not having enough faith to go on the mission field. I was in a leadership coaching group he was leading, and it was a topic I brought up the previous week. So much for confidentiality. The Lord, and no longer an angel, speaks to this blinkered, hiding man. Try and see yourself in Gideon's shoes. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have, and save Israel out of Midian's hand." Why I brought up that personal story is that faith and confidence grow little by little and step by step. Gideon is encouraged to go in the strength you have. He wasn't told to be a superhero, to fake it until you make it, to be something he wasn't, to leap and wait for the net to catch him. You can't be someone else. You can only be you, so we start there. Instead, he was to start where he was. Faith steps begin from where you are and move to where you can be next. Look, when I'm under high stress, I like to be very pragmatic and down to earth. I break the problems down to the smallest, tiniest little steps to take and then go in the strength that I have to resolve them. Look, I never thought that I would have a website with weekly posts about mental health and faith. I had a blinkered view, but God didn't. Gideon is given an empowering question, a question that moves him to think about the blinkers constricting his life. Judges 6:14 says, "Am I not sending you?" It's a question. Out of everyone available, God chose Gideon. We think we have to be a specific type of person or have various qualifications to be of use to God. God looks at the heart and starts there. This is a Bible verse that chooses you to consider choosing yourself. Can you do that? All of us from time to time have difficult, stressful periods, periods where we feel alone and anxious, in a wine press, doing the daily grind. In those times, it's important to meditate on these three Bible verses. 1. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior, or whatever an angel will probably say to you. 2. Go in the strength you have. 3. Am I not sending you? Here's some quotes. "We cannot attain the presence of God. We're already totally in the presence of God. What's absent is awareness," Richard Rohr. Number second quote, "Real encouragement occurs when words are spoken from a heart of love to another's recognized fear." And the final quote, "Faith is not the opposite of doubt. Faith is the opposite of certitude, where you don't need to be certain to be happy. If you can't go there, you'll never be happy because you'll never get logical certitude. If you're waiting for 100% certitude, you're never going to be happy." Richard Rohr. 3 questions. What would an angel say to you about who you truly are? 2. What is a millimeter faith step God is calling you to take today? And 3. What is it like to know that you're not alone in these stressful times? Hey, thanks for listening, and I just hope that this helps you with your daily stress. And the big message is that the Bible is there to reassure you. God is there to reassure you. And I just want to thank you for being a listener of this podcast. And a big thank you to those people who continue to support Turning the Page. If you want to become one of those people, you just come over to turningthepage.co.nz/support, and it'll be just wonderful for you to be able to be part of my team. Hey, thanks very much, and have a great week.